Thank you for your time and your interest. It's a privilege to talk with you today. I'm going to be talking about the Public Health Nursing Toolbox. Originally, it was called the Illinois Public Health Nursing Toolbox. I am only one of a number of people who've been part of this effort. Kathy Baldwin, who's here today, is part of it, as is Robin Hannon, who's been part of it as well, and Wanda Aberly, who was not able to be with us. I do not have any financial relationships to disclose. So why a toolbox? Well, as our practice in public health is shifting more and more to focus on populations and it continues to gain in depth and breadth, we have found, especially for people who are in public health practice, that we don't have a lot of, we have areas where our staff are in need of more information and understanding about public health. We have developed some teaching and learning strategies that respond to that, and we wanted to share that with you today. We started this project about 12 years ago, the original one, and it came out of a roundtable that we had in Illinois with nurses who were something like a director of nursing in their local health department. And then we got talking about the challenges that we had with several things. One was the continued decline of the use of public health nurses in public health. We've had a mantra, I think, in Illinois that anything but a nurse will do. That's not entirely a joke. We have also had, if we were kind of doing informal surveys of what nurses would describe as nursing, public health nursing practice, and most often they would describe what their job was. Instead of saying, so I go and visit moms and babies, and we would kind of feel pretty frustrated about, well, what do you do when you go to visit moms and babies, for example, exchange recipes, or, you know, what is, and so they couldn't articulate the skills and knowledge and concepts and abilities that they brought to that. And so we realized that we didn't have a language for public health nursing. We didn't have, if nurses can't articulate what they do, how can you, they articulate that to anyone else. So we developed this conversation amongst ourselves as nursing administrators, and then we said, well, we really need to bring in our partners in academia because they're teaching public health nursing, and we really want to have a conversation together as to how we develop it. They have the expertise in teaching, and we have the issues. So we developed and piloted a public health nursing toolbox as a resource for local health departments. That was 12 years ago, and we've implemented it in various ways across the state. We've had other states have interest in it at various points. It's been used not only for public health nurses, but it's been used for health educators and for dietitians and for social workers. We've even had a couple of counties use it to educate their boards of health on some basic concepts in public health. And while we call it the Public Health Nursing Toolbox, really two things to emphasize. One is that there's four parts to it, the federal, state, and then local structures of public health. Nobody owns those. It belongs to everybody in public health. And then we wanted to ask, what is public health nursing? And we've been using the Minnesota model for that. So there's really a lot in the toolbox that's applicable to other disciplines besides nursing. We also wanted to make it available in that way. And we had focused it entirely on Illinois because that was where we were all working together. In this revision, we've made that broader and used Illinois only as an example rather than just focusing there. So we wanted to, through this toolbox, provide an orientation to increase public health nursing knowledge and skill in population health. And these activities have also actually proven useful for undergrad and graduate level public health nursing educators. And we can talk about a little bit of that later. So, so we've used it in various ways. One is to orient new nursing staff. We've used it for staff development in various agencies, and we've also used it for reference and found it useful on all those occasions. We have student modules that are the study modules that really represent, they break out the same way, objectives, resources, learning activities, and then some evaluation. We provided a leader's guide with this. This is just an example of some people talking in an agency about the toolbox. In the four sections of the toolbox, there's core functions at the beginning, then the second is federal and state structures. The third one is local public health agency structures, and then the fourth one is really answering the question, what is public health nursing using the Minnesota model? The interest in, we found over and over again, I've used it in our agency and others have had the same experience, that people have not had that 37,000 foot view of public health. A lot of people are coming into public health from all kinds of disciplines. Many are not coming in with a formal academic background. In Illinois, we do not have to have nurse BSN to practice nursing in public health. And so we found that through a survey we'd done otherwise that 66% of the nurses in public health in Illinois were out of an ADN program, which means they had zero education in formal concepts in public health. And if we are hopeful to be able to move to a population focus and have some understanding of this, core functions is critical, as are how does the world of public health work? What are the federal structures of it? What are the state structures? How does a local health department form, et cetera? And then, again, to bypass the concern that we have of people describing their jobs when they describe what public health nursing practice is, we really needed to help them understand the concepts that are associated with public health nursing. So just briefly, I wanted to just give you an idea of what was in the toolbox. This is providing core functions. It's surprising to me how many people in public health can't readily describe three core functions. We get into essential services also in this. So the learning objectives are listed here to describe the public health core functions, discuss elements of the core functions as they relate to public health nursing practice. Very interesting as people start to connect dots and then identify opportunities for practical application. We have some learning activities in this module that relate to their jobs, and then we examine how activities and those of your coworkers fall under these core functions. So trying to link their present work back to core functions as well as giving them conceptual ideas. The second module is about federal structures. Amazing how many people don't realize there's a federal component to public health. And so it's really helpful for people to be able to get that larger picture. We're describing in this, or the objectives here are to get, just understand a little bit at least of the major agencies impacting public health practice, what these functions of these federal agencies are. How is public health nursing practice affected by these federal agencies? For example, Title 10, Title 5, just used as examples in this, discussing the impact of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act on public health practice. And again, we're just connecting dots for a lot of people. These pieces sit here, ACA, but my practice, it doesn't really necessarily connect yet in people's heads. Most of our material, our toolbox is as online and electronic as we can make it. There are materials that need to be purchased to complete all of these, but we really have moved it to a whole lot of links and websites and that kind of thing, and it makes it much, much simpler than the first version. There are learning activities, for example, visit the APHA website and find out information on ACA. But more importantly is the discussion. And we typically have had these toolbox trainings in groups. People can do it online pretty much on their own, but it's not nearly as effective as bringing a group of staff together and having them discuss these kinds of things. So what is the potential impact on public health by ACA and by your whole community. And the building up of knowledge through shared understanding and experience has really been very valuable. There's further other activities. We're just kind of touching on pieces of this to give you an idea. Local health departments can be formed in a number of different ways, as you well know. And so we wanted to help people understand if they're in Idaho or Maine or in Illinois or in Texas, how did their local health department form? They may be as in Illinois, they can form locally, or they may be formed as an expression of a state health department, et cetera. But a lot of people just don't understand how that happens. And it's important, really, for people to understand how that might be impacting their community as well as their practice. So we've made reference to people going back and taking a look. If you're in Idaho, if you're in Virginia, to take a look at what's happening in your community and how does your state impact the formation of your local health department. We are looking at also encouraging people to understand a little bit about their public health standards of practice and discuss a community assessment, how that might happen in their community. We have references here just as an example. We did, as I mentioned, decide together to adopt the Minnesota model for public health nursing, and the 17 interventions that are there. Our colleague from LA has referenced that earlier, and we found it to be a really powerful place for conversation. We've also found it the Minnesota wheel to be powerful to build bridges between disciplines, because the 17 interventions that are mentioned in the Minnesota wheel, they're a descriptor of what public health nurses may do. But advocacy or social marketing or counseling or case management isn't exclusive. It's not owned by nursing. But that's one of the things, some of the things that nurses may do. But so do social workers, so do educators, so do people who are doing environmental health protection and who are, you know, Board of Health members can begin to see how they make use of those things as well. So it's really been a really strong place to develop good conversations and build understanding of how people do things. So when a social worker says, oh, well, we call it this, you know, when they understand it, then there's like a new understanding of how people might work together. And it's actually creating language and as well as cooperation between people. So in this module, we're discussing evidence-based practice in public health nursing. We thought that was important to include with this because we are trying to move staff more and more to evidence-based practice, and it's representing the roles and responsibilities that nurses have and with application to it, and that was really important. I'm playing beat the clock here. These are our references, and we just wanted to give you a quick example of case management. Case management is awfully common in public health nursing, so it's an easy one to pick on, but it's coming from a nursing point of view, describing how case management's carried out in a sequence of other intervention activities, what are the basic steps in case management. It's analyzing case management models and incorporating three examples of best practices in case management, but asking people to describe that for themselves as well. We did put with this revision a greater emphasis on core functions, particularly on policy development and analysis. We did provide practical applications of the Quad Council competencies and their relationship to the State Nurse Practice Acts. We do reference those, and also the scope and standards for public health nursing, and we found those, again, to be valuable conversations. We are, with this, trying to develop skills in evidence-based public health nursing practice. There's a lot of teaching and learning activities that we've loaded into this, and we're also providing continuing education credit through the University of Illinois with this revision. At the end of each module, we're examining cognition, attitude, and skill, and again asking for discussion to that. The person who is moderating or facilitating that, it's a great place for them to begin to see where the strengths are in their staff, as well as maybe where areas could be shored up a little bit. These are a couple of the sites where the toolbox is presently. We're anticipating that it will also be on the Illinois Public Health Association site, and we've had requests from a couple of other places. The IPHNA.org site is actually just a link to the U of I one. And this is one of the quotes that we have in our toolbox, coming together is a beginning, keeping together is progress, and working together is success. And we hope that this is helpful to your success. Thank you very much.